This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A student at East Columbus High School called 911 Monday to report an active shooter on campus, according to the sheriff's office. The call was a prank. It resulted in a large and fast response by law enforcement until the school resource officer confirmed that there was nothing wrong on the campus. The student was tracked down via the phone and is being disciplined by the school. An old Lumberton Road man has been charged with child abuse after allegedly beating his daughter with a belt. Michael Preston Smith, age 38, was released on a $1,500 secured bond on two misdemeanor charges of child abuse. Authorities were called after the child was taken to an emergency room by her grandmother. Deputies seized two firearms and a quantity of marijuana from a convicted felon after a foot chase on Sunday. Dexter Graham allegedly tried to avoid a checkpoint on Rough and Ready Road and Joe Brown Highway, according to the sheriff's office. He pulled into a nearby driveway and fled on foot from the vehicle, but was run down a few minutes later. Deputies found two handguns and a bag loaded with individual packets of marijuana in his vehicle. We have more on these stories at ColumbusCountyNews.com. With the upcoming Memorial Day weekend, state and local law enforcement are out in force for the start of the 100 deadliest days of summer for teens. The Click It or Ticket campaigns will be going on through June 1st with increased emphasis on seatbelt and child safety seat usage. Wildlife officials are also focusing on boater safety and sobriety, with National Boating Safety Week being underway. The National Weather Service will release its annual tropical forecast on Thursday. After an exceedingly active and deadly 2024 season, conditions appear favorable for similar patterns this year. Emergency officials note that forecasts are only a guideline. They are not set in stone, and the conditions can very quickly change. Now is the time to be assembling your emergency kit and plan for your family. Premiums and deductibles for government workers on the state employee health plan will go up substantially next year after a vote by the Health Plan Board of Trustees on Tuesday. Primary care and specialist visits will see very little change, but additional benefits will also be available at no cost under the new plan. State Treasurer Brad Briner, an SHP administrator, said the changes will address the plan's projected deficit of $507 million in 2026. That is expected to grow to $900 million in 2027. Premiums have been kept artificially low for 8 years by the use of cash reserves, and now those are running dangerously low. Friday is the annual Veterans Meal at the Veterans Memorial Park. The veterans can eat for free. Guests are asked for a $10 donation. Please pre-register by calling 840-3848 or 840-5207. The park is located at 6354 James P. White Highway, South Whiteville. Monday is the Clarkton Community Day Parade. Lineup is at 9 a.m. on the north end of 701 Business at the E.J. Cox plant. The parade starts at 10:30. Arthur Bullock is this year's Grand Marshal. For more information, call 910-840-7241. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.